kid.
It's a landmark.
Right now you may not understand,
but brother, no other moment than this is gonna define ya.
Point being,
welcome to China.
Coco here with my man Core Element. We're here in Beijing, China.
Yo, yo, what's up? What's up, party people?
Welcome to the first episode of Welcome to China, Beijing's best weekly podcast.
The best, the best. Did
Coming
you
up
hear
next,
that?
We got a song. Can you tell us a little about it, Corey?
This song right here is called Goddess. It's from a band, a Beijing-based band called Made of Sound. They've been in Beijing for some years, you know what I mean? And they're doing their thing. Right now, their first album is called Made in China, and they released it on iTunes. So give it a listen and tell me what you think. Made of Sound. Sound. Actually, the first singer was named Patty Whalen, and the chorus singer is named Giles Tully.
Made of Sound TV, all one word, and I believe they still have a couple videos online, don't they?
Yeah, they have one called People Made of Sound, one called Storms Made of Sound, and I believe they have one more, but I forgot. You guys can check that out yourself. Made of Sound TV at youtube.com, Made of Sound TV. Check it out.
Yeah, we kind of forget because we lost access to that lovely little website a little while ago.
One of the pleasures of living in China, you know? lack of access to Facebook, to YouTube,
Twitter, all kinds of fun stuff.
Not that I ever use Twitter. I don't even really know what Twitter is for.
Yeah, we've had discussions of that in the past.
Okay.
When it opens back up, we may just have to get you on Twitter, young man.
And, well, I gotta say, this is one of those things of being a foreigner in China. You lose access to certain websites. Although I will say that, not that I'm a conspiracy theorist or anything like that, but some Chinese company has launched their own version of Facebook, right?
Yes, Ren.
Yeah, Ren. They've also launched their own version of YouTube, which is...
Youku is one. That is youku.com.
And
the other one is Tudou, which
in
Chinese means potato.
Which means potato. Potatoes are good. I like potatoes. Do you like potatoes?
I'm Irish.
You're Irish. So, of course, you like potatoes.
Yeah, not from Ireland, but...
Yeah, but Irish, it's in your blood, right?
Right.
So, anyway, my idea is that the reason why that occurred was because the Chinese government was looking out for Youku and Tudou, blocked YouTube so that Chinese people went to, because you wouldn't find the same things on Youku and Tudou that you wouldn't find on YouTube.
You can actually find a lot more because there's a lot of pirated media, a lot of TV shows. Mm. When I first got to China, I discovered Heroes. The TV show on Youku because I don't have access to American television.
Pirated things, that is another pleasure that we have as being a foreigner in China.
Because websites like Hulu, which is the American website to broadcast network television.
Hulu?
H-U-L-U. That in America, they use that to watch network TV. Networks own it. They put, I believe they put commercials on it. I don't know. It's blocked to us in China.
Oh,
you can
wow.
only look at it if you're in America.
Although we do have our own virtual private network set up so that we can bypass... Ooh, wait, I'm not even going to talk about that because you got to know that if you're in China...
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm talking about either.
So, on to other topics. You know, one thing about China, as Americans, we don't understand the concept of foreigners so much because in America, everybody can be an American. When we see a foreigner, we're just like, oh, where are you from?
Well, when you see a foreigner in America, you think of him as tourist. You don't say foreigner,
exactly.
You say tourist because you cannot visually recognize and differentiate a foreigner in America. I've never even said the word foreigner up until I came to China, to be honest.
I agree.
Right? So.
Whereas in China, in Beijing, not so much, but I've been to a lot of cities in China, and most of them I go to, you walk down the street, and people not only notice you, they pay attention.
Then stare. And point fingers.
I remember one time when I first got here, I went to a little city in Shanxi province called Datong. A city of about 3 million, stopped on the street to have a cigarette because I have a habit of ruining my health.
All right,
and
wait,
surrounded me and stared.
All right, hold on. We're gonna take a break. We're going to go on to our next song, which is called Damn She's Hot by Core Element featuring Donny Ka and Sunny. Check it out.
Damn she's hot. Oh my God. Damn she's hot. Damn, she's hot. Watch that booty go pop, pop, pop.
Watching her body makes me hot. Once it starts,
it just
don't
stop. Oh my God, damn, she's hot. Watch that booty go pop, pop, pop.
Watching her body makes me hot. Once it starts, it just don't stop.
Damn, 你在看着我, 我的心一直不停地跳动.
Oh my God, damn, she's hot.
你到底为什么让我的灵魂都不属于我?
Oh my God.
I'm gonna turn this up a little bit.
I'm down for that.
Oh
my God, damn, she's hot. Watch that booty go pop, pop, pop.
Watching her body makes me hot. Once it starts, it just don't stop.
Oh my God, damn, she's hot. Watch that booty go pop, pop, pop.
Watching her body makes me hot. Once it starts, it just don't stop.
我站在你的身后，你不停地
check this out. It's time to shake your booty, girl.
Bounce, bounce, bounce.
My heart is hard to tame, with your body making me go insane. Richer than the rich in fame.
Beads of sweat dripping down your sides. Feeling the fingers on your thighs.
Sexy lines on your silhouette. I wanna get stronger than the strongest man.
You can't go anymore.
You're
untamable, flammable.
Breaking the mood straight on the spot. Then I stop, turn and say, damn, she's hot.
Oh my god, damn, she's hot. Watch that booty go pop, pop, pop.
Watching her body
that
makes
booty
me
go
hot.
Pop,
once
pop,
it start,
pop,
it just don't stop.
Oh my god, damn, she's hot. Watch that booty go pop, pop, pop.
Watching her body makes right me down. Hot. Once it start, it just don't stop.
Oh my god.
The nigga right there?
Damn, she got
Donica. Wrote that.
Oh my god.
I'm impressed.
Damn, she's hot.
It's like, hold it now, I like her style. Shorty doo-wop knows how to get wild. Shake that thing, nah, me. Booty banger belong in a magazine.
Front page.
I ain't phased, but a body like that could get a pass backstage. It's like, look there, ooh yeah. She got a man, but who cares?
Damn, she's hot.
Just don't stop.
Oh my god, damn, she's hot. Watch that booty go pop, pop, pop.
Watching her body makes me hot. Once it start, it just don't stop.
Oh my god, damn, she's hot.
You know, I really love it when you listen to a song and the bass is so banging that it knocks the earwax in your ear off of your off of the sides, and you gotta like stick your finger in your ear just to like pull dig some out.
Now, as gross as that is, I feel you.
Start, it just don't stop.
It probably helps that we're wearing really nice headphones.
That could be it. That could be it.
So, the other day, I was reading the New York Times, and I read a nice little article that in the next couple of years, China plans on deregulating a large majority of its media and backing off on censorship.
China deregulating its media.
Except for news media.
Yeah, I was about to say, there's some things that China does not want its people to hear.
That should be obvious.
Yeah, okay.
But it's radio, TV.
Singing, music.
Everything. They plan on dumping billions of dollars.
Billions.
Into the Chinese media industry in order to compete with Hollywood.
How many billions of dollars?
Undisclosed billions of dollars.
But why exactly are they planning on doing this?
To compete with Hollywood.
To compete with
they
Hollywood.
They want the next Universal or Sony Pictures or Viacom.
Yeah, but I don't think Chinese people... I don't think China will... Chinese entertainment will ever be a main feature of the world entertainment. You know, like right now, American movies... blockbusters all over the world. American music all over the world. You got Akon, Beyonce, Jay-Z. I mean, most of the artists that come to China themselves are American. You know what I mean? Like,
or British.
Next week, as a matter of fact, next week, Beyonce is going to be here. No.
Not even
tomorrow.
Next week.
Tomorrow. I'm sorry.
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock. Did you get your ticket?
No. I told you I wasn't going.
Why aren't you going?
She's not my favorite.
Beyonce's not. Okay, well, I like Beyonce.
You're going.
I'm going. I mean, because I'm an artist. I wanna be able to appreciate her show. I know. It's messed up. They should have given me a ticket. I'm complaining. I'm gonna write.
If they would have given me a ticket, I'd have win.
Okay. Hopefully next show.
They just don't recognize.
Hopefully next show. Anyway, so Black Eyed Peas have been here. Ghostface. I can't really. I know some English artists like Diplo was here.
Kanye was here.
Who else? What British artists?
Oh, Rolling Stones.
Right?
Rolling Stones were huge.
Huge. I got a
T-shirt. And they got censored. They had 5 songs they weren't allowed to play. They come back in 2 years. That won't happen.
I don't know about that. They'll still get censored.
So you think even though they're deregulating, they're still going to push some censorship?
Of course, they have to. I mean, I got to admit. Like, if you go out to a club, if you go out to a nightclub, and you get into a brawl with a Chinese person, you better watch out, because they only understand friends or enemies. They will pick up the nearest thing, break it, and try and cut you with it. So acknowledging that, this is one of the reasons why not having guns in China is actually a good thing. Because
yeah.
These people are nuts.
Well,
because
at the same time, if you go into a biker bar in Kentucky and get into a brawl, somebody's going to pick up the nearest thing, break it over the bar, and beat you to death with it.
That is true. That is true. That is true. But here, it just seems like the normal person. Okay, but you're saying biker bar. You know better than to walk into a biker bar.
Right.
What am I talking about? You know better. So since you know better than to walk into, I'm talking about an average Joe citizen. They will pick up whatever is nearest.
Anybody bar.
An anybody bar, you know what I mean? So this is why I agree with censorship here, because there's some things Chinese people shouldn't know. Like, did you hear about that girl that said something about, well, Chinese, you know, we should...
The girl on the internet that bitched about the earthquake?
Yeah.
Yeah, that... She's in jail now.
And then bitched about the earthquake, and then people started writing her harassing letters.
Found her ID number, her address, her phone number, her date of birth, her shoe size, and her waist size.
Yeah, I'm telling you, once these people start practicing gangster, they ain't gonna have
a gangster
nothing.
Just got sentenced to death in Chongqing for trying to strong arm motherfuckers.
Yeah, I heard about that. Her name was like... Actually, that's a major conspiracy. Like, that's a whole, like, a police, a wife of a head police officer was what had 12 or 20-something gambling rings.
Wow.
Yeah,
Chongqing itself?
In Chongqing itself, and then went there, right? Went there and would go to people's stores and say, look, you're going to close your store and open up a gambling facility.
Well, I know Mahjong is huge here.
Most people don't even know what Mahjong is.
Most people think Mahjong is that tile game that you play on the computer.
Mahjong
is a lot like Gin Rummy.
Yeah.
It's a lot like Gin Rummy, only use little tiles. It's a fun game. So, if our listeners get the chance, they should check it out. It's easy to learn, hard to really get perfect on.
I don't know. I don't know about that. I tried playing it. It didn't really work.
Running out of time here. So, this weekend going on, there was Babyface over at Xi German.
What?
Closed down. Babyface Club over at Xi German. Closed down. The reopening this weekend as Dao. New grand opening weekend. Drink specials all weekend. New place, same location, new owners.
Okay.
Halloween. We got a lot going on next weekend.
And we're going to talk about it now.
Yeah, we're going to talk about it a little bit. Next week, we'll give them a lot more information.
All right.
But at Toon, there's a costume party. Dress up as your favorite celebrity. Top 3 costumes, get prizes.
What kind of prizes? Do we know what kind of prizes?
One is a stay at a hotel. I'm still looking into it, see what's going to be on the other two. I'll let you guys know next week.
All right.
Bling, that's the big one.
Oh, my man DJ Q. DJ's at Bling. He's the resident DJ. My boy is nice.
Halloween Day costume party. Number one prize, 5,000 renminbi.
5,000 renminbi. What am I going to buy?
Off the chain, start working on your costumes now, guys. And if you're not into costumes or just a little bit, you feel like going somewhere else, you know, Bling and Toon are both going to be crowded. Club Obi-Wan is having a little shindig, 10 to 11 o'clock. Free beer.
Free beer.
Free beer.
Did you say free beer?
I said free, and I believe free means drink it while you can, guys and girls. And if you decide to dress up as a vampire, you get a free drink when you walk in the door.
Yo, I think I'm going to wear my cape this year. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to wear my cape. I'm going to be Dracula. I don't know where I'm going.
You're
going
to be Blackula.
I'm going to be Blackula. Watch out. Yo, that's kind of hot. Watch out now. All right, so check it out. This is our last song. It's time for us to wrap up this show, right? But we just wanted to let you guys know, here at Welcome to China, we're just trying to have some fun, put you on to what's going on right here in Beijing. As a matter of fact, this next song is by yours truly, Core E, for the group Core Element, and is called This Is Beijing. Check it out. I hope you enjoy it. And don't forget to write us at
Welcome to China.podcast@gmail.com.
Virginia?
They was like, what?
Really?
Beijing?
Really? Beijing, China?
Yeah.
Yo, you going out there?
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, yo.
Yeah, I'm out.
Beijing.
And I just packed my bags. That's
what I'm talking about,
moon. Now I've been here for some years. And I'm like, yo, this is where it's at.
This. Right here.
It's Beijing.
Check me out, yo.
This is Beijing, bringing a wave of new things, everybody think. This is Beijing, bringing a wave of new things, everybody think. This is Beijing, bringing a wave of new things, everybody think. This is Beijing, bringing a wave of new things, everybody think.
This is my favorite verse, check it out, yo.
Coming up on the other side, looking through another's eyes, doing what no man has ever voiced, but I epitomize. Picking up and moving on, this is definition on. I'ma see the whole world before I'm dead and gone. Let's get it on.
Do your thing.
Get on a plane. My fans thought I was crazy, cause they were dumb, I was craving. Telling niggas amazing, cause they heard me saying I'm out here right here in Beijing.
This is Beijing,
bringing a wave of new things, everybody sing.
This is Beijing.
This is Beijing, bringing a wave of new things, everybody sing. This is Beijing. Taking a whole pot. When they talk about us, they talking nothing but hot, hot. We growing but won't stop till we reach the top. For the love of hip hop, we be blazing amazing, shaking the roots of foundation. They think I'm crazy, maybe, but I'm rapping African nations. I'm opening up elevation throughout your body sensations.
Ooh, yeah.
This is history in the making.
Ladies and gentlemen,
what you are witnessing here, you have never before seen.
You know what?
As a matter of fact, I don't think y'all paying attention. I say Beijing, you say
ho.
Wash one Beijing, niche one
ho.
I say Beijing, you say
ho.
Wash one Beijing, niche one
ho.
Remember that email address, guys? That is welcometochina.podcast@gmail.com. Questions about China, comments on the show, or just anything you want to do, drop us a line. We'll get back to you next week, guys.
What? Y'all was wondering what I was doing here? Well, now you know. Do with it what you can.
It's a landmark.
Right now you may not understand,
but brother, no other moment than this is gonna define ya.
Point being,
welcome to China.